The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, should Irish cities ban cars on Sundays? Associate Professor from the School of Engineering in Trinity College in Dublin, Brian Caulfield, joins us now to discuss this idea. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pat.
What do you make of this suggestion?
It's a good suggestion. It's something that's been rolled out in other cities. It's something that we've trialled in Ireland before. So I don't see why it couldn't work. It's a good idea.
Now, what exactly does it mean, a car-free city? Because deliveries have to be made, people have bits and pieces to do, sometimes can't be done on a bike, can't be done as a pedestrian. So does it really mean absolutely no cars?
I don't think it does. I don't think any city in the world that can say that they're 100% car-free, because there's always going to be reasons that a car or a delivery truck or whatever it needs to be gets into a city centre, be it from people that are mobility impaired or whatever it is. So it can never be 100% car-free. I suspect maybe it would be 90, 95% car-free over a particular number of hours of the day, and I suspect that's probably how it would really work.
Now, you mentioned it has been trialled. What sort of cities have done it? Because, you can go to a city with a great rapid transit system like London or Paris, and you'll say, why not? There seems to be a tube station or a metro station pretty much in every corner.
So cities like London and Paris have tried it. Again, not 100% car-free. They would have introduced, in London, for example, a congestion charge to get rid of cars coming into the city centre. A lot of cities trial this around European Car-Free Day to see, you know, how it would work and would it work. And then people just kind of tend to forget about it until the next time that kind of thing comes up. But some cities in the core of their city, the historic core of their city, have taken out cars. And that's, I suppose, the longer term plans for, say, a city like Dublin, when we're going to pedestrianise College Green. That's kind of the thing that would be kind of car-free.
Now, when they go for car-free, say in College Green, you still have trams going through. There's talk of taxis being allowed to go through, scooters, electrified or otherwise, electric bikes. You could still be taking your life in your hands trying to cross the road.
Yeah, very much so. The taxis and buses and trams and all the rest will still be there. And I suppose College Green at the moment, I walked through there not so long ago, it still does have a lot of cars. It still does have a lot of traffic that goes through it. So when you take out the private cars from there over the whole, permanently ban them, it will completely change that space. But you're right, there will still be a lot of vehicle movements around there.
Now, one of the aspects of this is whether or not it's simply tokenism, because cars actually can move relatively freely through Dublin City on a Sunday. You know, it's not Sundays we need car-free, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I would agree, Pat. Looking at the traffic volume, Sunday is probably, you know, a third, maybe less than, you know, a day like today is. The report that came out is very impressive, and it's great to see, but it could be tokenism. It could be seen that in that way, and I'm surprised, you know, there weren't more radical suggestions in the report.
Now, the question of what it does if you have a car-free city centre, obviously air quality is big, but what other advantages are there?
So air quality, as you said, is a really big thing. Also noise quality, that also improves. I suppose it also enables and shows people what a city without cars could look like. It encourages families to use the space. But one thing, that, as we all know, a city like Dublin, there's not very many families living between the canals, so, you know, the benefits of that may be more long-term, where more families come into the city centre. So that there are lots and lots of really positive things about doing it, and climate being the overall arching one, to show people that they can use public transport to get into the city on these Sundays.
Is this all pie in the sky? I mean, the idea of not being able to go into a Dublin city centre in a car, for example, if you're elderly, if you have mobility issues, if, you know, you've got a stack of children and you want to bring them in to do the Santa thing at Christmas time, and the obvious way might be, and also the cost effective way might be, to use your car rather than pay exorbitant fares for them from, you know, outside the city. If you're doing, say, Cork to Dublin or even Athlone to Dublin with some children, you know, it's going to cost you a packet.
It would do. Pie in the sky, I suppose. You know, One of the things I think about Dublin City is that when we finally do all of the public transport projects that are planned for the city, that, you know, so much road space will be taken up by light rail and bus connects, and there will be hopefully a tunnel under the city as well with public transport, that people will think it's illogical perhaps to drive in a car, but also that the road space will be gone because it'll be taken up by light rail lines and bus connects. So it will be very difficult to traverse the city. So I think it's something that's going to happen over time. Yeah. There will always be, as I said at the start, some people that will need mobility.
But even what we have, Brian, I mean, the East Link is not fit for purpose anymore. It was a great idea decades ago. Now it tends to block traffic rather than facilitate traffic. You know, that tunnel under the city, they were going to make a ring road out of the M50. That seems to have stalled. Maybe we should get the basics right first.
I would agree. We need to get the basics right. We need to deliver the public transport that has been talked about, and you and I have talked about for decades, to happen in the city. Get that done, and then we can start to think about car-free and congestion charges. But, you know, when it's all there, I don't think we'll need to do something draconian like a congestion charge. I think that the space will just be gone.
All right. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor from the School of Engineering in Trinity College in Dublin. Brian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.